This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. Johann Gerhard has encouraged us to cultivate true humility first by considering our lowly condition as human beings, and second, by considering the example of Jesus Christ himself. In this meditation, Gerhard points us to lilies and mountaintops to show how God's grace flows downwards, not upwards. Here's Gerhard. Our Savior calls himself the lily of the valley, and he seems to use this figure because he, the noblest of flowers, grows and flourishes not on the lofty mountaintops, that is, in hearts lifted up with pride, but in the humbler vales, that is, in the lowly and contrite minds of the godly. For truly the humble soul is the seat and couch of Christ, where he delights to make his abode, as St. Augustine puts it. True grace does not make one proud, but humble. Thou art not yet a partaker of the true grace of God if thou walkest not in humility of heart. The streams of divine grace flow downwards, not upwards. As nature's streams seek the lowlands, so those of divine grace flow down into lowly hearts. The psalmist says, "The Lord our God dwelleth on high and beholdeth the humble things in heaven and on earth." It is indeed wonderful that we can approach God, the highest and greatest of all beings, only in an humble spirit. He who is lowly in his own eyes is great in God's sight. He who is displeasing to himself is pleasing to God. Out of nothing God created the heavens and the earth. As it was in man's creation, so it is in his regeneration. He creates him out of nothing. He recreates him out of nothing. That thou mayest therefore become a partaker of God's grace in regeneration and renewal, be nothing in thine own eyes, give no honor to thyself, claim nothing for thyself. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/sacredmeditations.